Hey, hey, you're with the cast of Deadwood, and it's Outlaw 36. You just heard a bunch of killing songs?
They were about spurned lovers seeking revenge.
Yeah, Trixie thought about killing Al for about 5 seconds.
Well, you did kill that guy in our very first episode. You shot him through the head.
He wasn't my lover. He was a trick.
Your lover's right over here.
Yes, he is. Well, my Jewish lover.
That's right.
Across the room.
Songs about murder, songs about whiskeys, whores, gold. Hell, that sounds like...
Outlaws.
Outlaw country.
I want to be an outlaw.
You are an outlaw.
They have all the fun. Outlaws have fun.
This is my favorite one. This is Steve Earle.
Oh, he's good.
Everyone in Nacogdoches, Newtown, Maine, to come to some bad end. With a sheriff for calling, stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. And one day his daddy took a $10 bill and he tucked it in his hand. He said, I could tell you're headed for trouble, son, and your mama wouldn't understand. So he took that money and his brother's old bay and left without a word of thanks. Fell in with a crowd in some border town, took to robbing banks. Run out fast and a few years came and went. Till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene with all before she'll spin. And he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. Well, he wasn't sure he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. Said you don't owe me nothing, and as far as I know, Lord, don't owe nothing to you. Well, I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord, just a little bit of luck to do. And you know I ain't never prayed before, but it always seemed to me that praying's the same as begging, Lord, I don't take no charity. Yeah, but right now, Lord, I'm on my back to the wall. Can't help but recall how they nearly hung me for stealing a horse in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Parker said guilty and the gavel came down like a cannon shot. And I went away quietly and I began to file my plot. Well, I sent the preacher down to my cell. He said, Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend that you're gonna have when you hit the inner Parker's rope. And I guess he could have kept on preaching at Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat and that's the deputy for the key. You're already know I had some help from you, Lord. The devil himself's been strictly touch and go. Yeah, but who in the hell am I talking to? Ain't no one here but me. And then the cop pulled his pistols and he spit in the dirt and he walked out in the street.
Sound like you're up Schitt's Creek.
The man my time up. He said, son, no, we won't forget. And if you try, just to keep your hands clean, we may just make a good man of you yet.
People angry at their difficulties often act like fucking idiots.
Sherry was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law caught wind of Sonny. One day he got caught, but he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works, when some drunken out-of-towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. They jumped into his pickup. Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above, moon was in the east, the sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money. Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees that dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans in a house just off the roof, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with a single shot of 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They left the lawman lying, they made their getaway. They got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew her a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later, at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever, but the party never ends.
Once again, you're listening to the Cast of Deadwood on Sirius Radio. And that last song was, well, Road Goes On Forever.
And the party never ends. That sounds like a philosophy of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Nietzsche said that. No, wait, no, it wasn't Nietzsche. It was Confucius.
It was Confucius.
Really?
Sean, it was Robert Earl Keane. He wrote the song. Joe Ely sang the song. Robert Earl Keane
wrote it. Yeah, but Confucius said it first. They stole it.
Confucius is Mr. Wu's favorite friend who's going to show up in Deadwood anytime soon.
Yeah, season three.
Who came first, Wu or Confucius?
Wu.
Wu did?
That is a profound question, my friend.
Let's hear a little Wu, huh?
Oh, don't you country people know any happy songs? Huh? Everything's so sad here.
Let's remedy that.
I was lost in trouble and strife. I heard a voice and it changed my life. And now it's a brand new day. And I ain't ashamed to say you're not alone when you're down and out. I think you know who I'm talking about when I don't know how I'll get through. I ask myself, what would Willie do? Long ago, he came unto us. His words were simple, but they went right through us, and the whole world sang along. But then they didn't want to hear his songs. He was gone, and we thought we'd lost him. But he just grew his hair and he moved to Austin. And all of the people smiled. They came to hear him sing from miles. And like a miracle, all the rednecks and the hippies from New York City down to Mississippi stood together and raised a brew. So when it's all gone wrong, what would a Willie do? You know, sometimes I wonder when I ain't getting nowhere, what would old Willie do when things get too much to bear? And I see him sitting on his lonely old bus, and he's got his problems just like any of us. And I bet he'd just take a deep breath and he'd let them all go. And then he'd take another deep breath and he'd let them all go. And then he'd take another deep breath and then he'd hold it. And then I bet he'd feel hungry in a way that seems strange. Yes, hungry for all the things he just can't change. Like the time he passed out in his own bedroom, and his ex-wife sewed him up in the sheet, and she beat him with a broom, and he forgave her. And you think that that's rough? Well, then the IRS came and they took away all his stuff. They took his golf course and his recording studio, he just went on out and did another show. So when it's all coming down on you, I think you better ask yourself, what would Willie do? What would Willie do? He travels afar with nothing but a song and an old guitar and a tour bus and some semi-trucks, 30 crewmen and a little bit of luck. He loves all the people, the Rank and the Randy. If you don't believe it, take a look at the family. They'll tell you that it's true. When it's all too much, what would Willie do?
with a word, he's gonna lighten their load. He loves all the people, no matter their races. Hell, he even made a hit country song with Julio Iglesias. And that ain't easy to do. So when it's all too much, what would a Willie? When the game gets rough, what would a Willie? When they call your bluff, what would a Willie do?
Don't confuse himself or sitting in judgment with our Lord in fucking heaven.
Well, I was all caught up with myself on the highway at night, but driving like a bat out of hell when I beheld an was a lonely apparition by the roadside, standing there with a thumb out in the wilderness and a halo in his hair. He said, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. So I come screeching to a halt, I said, hop on in. He said, thanks a lot for the lift, I forgive you of your sins. Hell, I just come from Jerusalem where things are going bad. Oh, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I need to talk to my dad. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Well, I didn't know what to do, so I jammed her down in gear. Gonna kick my feet beneath the seat, I was trying to hide the beer. Oh, but he just grinned and said, my friend, I know you must think it's odd, but you got nothing to fear about drinking a beer if you share with the Son of God. Hey, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you. It on the floor, said you have to show me how to get there, I ain't been before. It's a hard place to find, he said, but I'll give you a little clue. It ain't somewhere up in the air, sitting right here inside with you. And right in the middle of that perfect smile from his robes, he pulled a gun, stuck it up beside my head, said, how's this for kingdom come? Well, I pulled off scared, but I heard him say as he left me beneath the stars, well, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and tonight, my son, he gonna use your car. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ. Yeah, give me a ride to heaven, boy, I'll show you a paradise. Give me a ride to heaven, boy, my name is Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I love you. Cocksucker.
Yeah, glad I taught you that fucking word. These are whites, huh?
White cocksucker.
Two white cocksuckers killed him and stole the dope that he was bringing to you.
White cocksucker. You, Swidgen.
The dope that you were gonna fucking sell to me?
White cocksucker.
These two white cocksuckers? Who the fuck did it?
Who?
Who, you ignorant fucking chink?
Who?
Who? Who stole the fucking dope?
Cocksucker!
My daddy's music was Haggard and Jones. Mine was Guns N' Roses and the Rolling Stones. We never set foot on common ground till the day Hank Jr. came to town. I was a rebel, I was wild, I was devil may care. He was always raising hell about the clothes I'd wear. But our lives changed when I turned around on the day Hank Jr. came to town.
And that was Tanya Watts, my friend. She's from Alabama, but she makes her country music right here in Los Angeles, California, where we, the cast of Deadwood, now have our homes.
That's right, and that would segue beautifully into the shameless self-promotion segment of our show.
Oh,
because just for you listeners out there, I heard a couple great bands.
Where?
At the House of Blues in Los Angeles on the Sunset Boulevard.
I was there.
Yeah, two great bands. King Straggler, led by our very own John Hawks.
I'm just one of the boys.
Uh-huh. And Sacred Cowboy, led by Earl Brown.
Since it is time for shameless self-promotion, those two bands are going to be playing June 18th and 19th in the city of Deadwood, South Dakota for their Wild Bill Hickok days.
It's still a little tentative, Earl, but it's looking mighty good.
Yeah, looks like we're going to be opening for Big and Rich, if it all works out.
Well, let's play them, shit.
We already did.
Oh, hell.
So it's our turn to play. See, they open for us in this radio show.
That's the way it ought to be.
So this first one's King Straggler with The Stranger's Lament. This is a song John wrote.
That's right. Listen up, kids.
All right, kick it off, boys.
Nobody knows that I'm rich. Nobody knows I got a big cock. Nobody knows that I look better naked. Nobody knows what I got in my sock. Nobody knows that I'm a catch. Nobody knows that I'm sweet. Nobody knows I cry at sappy movies. Nobody knows that I refuse to cheat. Nobody knows I'm alive.
He's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Nobody knows I'm alive. I seek the truth. Nobody knows I'm complicated. Nobody knows I got a lot of soul. Nobody knows how much I'm underrated. Nobody knows that I'm smart. Nobody knows that I'm strong. Nobody knows that I'm a movie star. Nobody knows that I wrote this song. Nobody knows I'm alive.
He's alive, he's alive, he's alive.
Nobody knows I'm alive. Nobody knows I'm alive. Nobody knows I'm alive.
Fuck anyone who doesn't like it.
In her world of jovial despair, you feel her glide through the air. You can't see her, but you know she's there. The ghost of a of the Silver Dollar Saloon. The passions unleashed of the long deceased echo through the Silver Dollar Saloon. Search for gold. She sold her body but lost her soul. The beauty of her youth, it grew quite old. The ghost of a the Silver Dollar Saloon. The passions unleashed of the long deceased echo through the Silver Dollar Saloon. Was reft. She cried the tears of the off-bereft. She killed herself, but she never left. The ghost of a whore walks the floor of the Silver Dollar Saloon. The passions unleashed of the long deceased echo through the Silver Dollar Saloon. The ghost of a whore walks the floor.
And that was Sacred Cowboys with Silver Dollar Saloon.
Hey, Earl wrote that song.
Yeah, and John wrote the one prior to that, the one where he was bragging about the size of his cock.
Well, thank you, Earl. I appreciate that. Let's continue to shamelessly self-promote, shall we?
Well, I could write a song like that, but it'd be a short one. So. That's a joke. anyway, I got a little funny story I got to tell. My friend Steve Earle, I was out at his place a few years ago, and he knew that I played music. He knew that I played a guitar, but not that I had a band. And he goes, you know what I hate? I fucking hate an actor with a guitar around his neck who thinks he's a musician. I mean, how goddamn big's your ego gotta be? And not 5 minutes later, he says, you know, I was talking to David Simon. I'm trying to figure it out so we can get up there and shoot season 2 of The Wire.
Uh-huh.
But you know, with this touring schedule, I just don't know how we're going to work it out. And he caught himself, and his ears got all red, and I said, hey, you don't have to feel embarrassed. It's the same thing.
I'll tell in a story, as you said before, Earl.
John, when are you going to start a band?
Well, I started a band, and I think we could have been huge. I could have been a huge, huge rock star, if not for a profound lack of talent.
Hey,
really.
That's
the only thing that held me back.
Did you see the Grammys this year? It doesn't stop a lot of
it stopped me. That tells you how bad I suck.
Well, this leads us to another block of songs. These are songs about living hard.
Right. We're going to take a little piece of the Deadwood soundtrack here. You're about to hear Keith Carradine and our own right here in the studio, Dayton Cali, for this next piece. Deadwood, HBO, Sunday nights.
Woohoo!
Watch it.
Some goddamn time. Man's due to stop arguing with himself. Feeling he's twice the goddamn fool he knows he is. Because he can't be something he tries to be every goddamn day without once getting to dinner time and not fucking it up. I don't want to fight it no more. Understand me, Charlie? And I don't want you pissing in my ear about it. Can you let me go to hell the way I want to?
Yeah. I can do that.
Take after my family.
fades the blood in me. No one grows old in this household. We are a dying breed. I'd say red and blue one from my mama's birth. Take after my family, my fate's the blood in me. No one grows old in this household. We are a dying breed.
Complain about the kids.
getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I'd see his friend behind the lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Old men sit and think. I drink. Chicken TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost, 3 on high. Beer to wash it down with, then another, some whiskey on the side. It's not so bad alone here. It don't bother me that every night's the same. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change. Fish swim, birds fly, lovers leave by and by. Old men sit and think.
Tricks on Sunset, $20 a pop. Some out of town old businessman or an undercover cop. I'm living with a virus flowing way down in my veins. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. I know you've heard my story or seen me on the street. Just another cracker gigolo dressed up like trick-or-treat. Now you may wanna judge me or treat me with disdain. Oh, oh. I wish it would rain. Memphis, Texas, Houston, Tennessee. Man, I'm just so turned around, I don't know where I wanna be. This California desert is driving me insane. Oh, I wish it would rain. So I've squandered my resistance, taking any kind of drug. Oh, I'd smoke a shooter, eat it, I drink it from a jug. And I offer no excuses for your sympathies to gain. ain't oh, oh. I wish it'd rain. Everybody knows me as the kid. I've made it 7 years and still I don't know how I did. I come from a long line of living love in vain. Prayed to Mother Mary, I've even seen a priest. When the angels come to get me, I know I'll be released. I'll leave this mean old desert, bound for Memphis on that train. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, I wish it would rain.
This is Outlaw 36. For the last couple of hours, you've been listening to the cast of HBO's Deadwood.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty.
I am John Hawks. I play Saul Starr.
I'm Sean Bridgers. I play Johnny Burns.
I'm Dayton Kelly. I play Charlie Utter.
I'm Paula Malcolmson, and I play Trixie. Ooh.
This has been the Gunslingers, Gold Diggers, and Cocksuckers Radio Review.
That's right.
I'm a gunslinger.
I'm a gold digger. I'm a gold digger.
If you're a gold digger, how can I be a gold digger?
I'm a moron. Really.
No, you know.
I'm a cocksucker.
Hey, first step's admitting it.
Hey.
Nice to take pride in your work.
Thank you very much.
For those of you folks that already know, and for those of you that don't, our soundtrack, which a few of the songs we've played for you and the snippets of dialogue are on that soundtrack, is available on Lost Highway. Mm-hmm. And
I sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat on that album.
Me too.
Yes, well, you do.
I do.
You said you couldn't.
If we sell 1 million copies, you get a platinum record.
Oh, yeah, right.
And 10 cents.
There you go. So remember, folks, the show is Deadwood.
HBO.
Sunday nights.
This is our last block of songs. And these are three of Artists for the Ages. Song by Guy Clark, song by Billy Joe Shaver, and the song by Johnny Cash.
There you go.
We'll see you, folks.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Shirt and it suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got no guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. Well, I can work all day and I can dance all night. I got an old used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessed. blessing or a curse. But he always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. She's crazy and paints like God. She's got a playground sense of justice. She won't take odds. I got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
The devil's daughter, spilling beer and doing things you hadn't ordered. You found her walking the streets, carrying a sack of quarters. Now she's stealing rings off the hands of your dying mother. And if that witch don't leave, I believe I'm gonna have to help her. Don't you know that blood, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water in a mother's heart. Are so many sons and daughters when the water breaks, they wash out into the world. They're the tie that binds between the mothers and the fathers. I know that blood, blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water. I can't get no lower. I've seen you puking out your guts and running with sluts when you was married to my mother. Now the powers that be are leading you and me like two lambs to the slaughter.
I need a friend, I'm your son, and you're always gonna be my father. Don't you know that blood? Blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. When the thief arrives, we won't even know what hit us. And the blood of Christ will be spilled throughout the world. And the born again, all the children of the Father, will be drawn as one to the living well of life. And the hand of God will bring creation back to order. I tell you, blood, blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water. Blood is thicker than water.
I don't have the patience for this fucking bullshit. I have had a tough fucking day.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you or leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. One. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much, more than a lot? You gave me nothing now, it's all I got. We're one, but we're not the same. Well, we hurt each other, and we're doing it again. You say love is a temple, love a higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you've got when all you've got is hurt. One love, one blood, one life. You've got to do what you should. One life with each other. Sisters, brothers. One life, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other.